Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to the 21st installment, the last third of the book, Wisdom for the Devoted. I swear by what remains of time that surely the human being is at a loss, except for those who faithfully believe and perform good deeds and counsel one another to the truth, counsel one another to steadfast patience. We're on page 145, with the chapters today are going to be the acceptance of the worshipper's repentance, which is a long chapter, then a couple short chapters, the signs of fearing Allah and beware of ingratitude to parents. So we'll begin with the Fatiha and then bring in the light of the prophets before we begin the reading. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Page 145, the chapter entitled The Acceptance of the Worshipper's Repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Say from me, O my worshippers who have transgressed against their own souls, do not despair of the universal mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives all sins. Surely it is He who is ever forgiving, singularly compassionate. Quran 39:53. It was narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and his father that when Wahshi, the man who killed Hamza, the Prophet's beloved uncle, wrote to our master guide, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Makkah, he said, I would like to surrender and become a believer, But what is preventing me is a verse in the Quran which was sent down to you, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And those who call on no other God along with Allah, and do not slay any being that Allah has made forbidden, except in pursuit of what is true, and do not fornicate, for whoever does that will not only meet with full requital, but for him shall the torment be doubled on the day of standing, and he shall dwell forever in it disgraced." Quran 25:68-9. "And I have already committed the three mentioned sins." Then the verse was sent down upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which Allah said, "Save the one who repents and believes and performs righteous deeds. For such, Allah will change their evil deeds to good." Quran 25:70. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote the ayat to Wahshi, and Wahshi wrote back saying, "But there is the condition in this verse to perform righteous deeds, and I'm not sure that I am capable of that." Upon hearing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the following verse: "Truly, Allah does not forgive that anything be associated with him, but he forgives what is less than that to whomever he wills." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent this message to Wahshi, who wrote a reply in which he said, "There is still the condition in the verse that says the forgiveness is dependent upon Allah's will, and I do not know if he wills to forgive me or not." In response, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his Prophet, "Say from me, O my worshippers who have transgressed against their own souls, do not despair of the universal mercy of Allah. Surely Allah forgives all sins. Surely is he who is ever forgiving and singularly compassionate." 39:53. It was narrated, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi wasalam saw a man committing adultery. So he invoked Allah against him, and Allah annihilated the soul of the man. Ibrahim alayhi salam later saw a man stealing and invoked Allah against him, so Allah annihilated his soul. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "O Ibrahim, leave my people to me, for my servant is between three possibilities. He may repent and I shall accept his repentance, or I may give him offspring that will worship me, or misery will overcome him and he will have hell ahead of him." It was reported that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There is no servant who commits a sin and then goes and performs ritual ablution, and then prays two rak'ah of prayer seeking Allah's forgiveness, except that he forgives him." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then recited the words of Allah, "And those who, when they do a shameful deed or have wronged their own selves, remember Allah and ask forgiveness for their faults, and who is there to forgive one's faults save Allah? And who do not knowingly repeat the wrong they did." Quran 3:135. Then he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, recited, "Will they not return in repentance to Allah and seek his forgiveness? And Allah is ever forgiving, singularly compassionate." 5:74. There are two types of sins: the kind between you and between Allah, and a kind between you and people. To repent from the sin that is between you and Allah, you have to seek his forgiveness by tongue by determination of the heart, by planning not to recommit the sin, to repent from the sin that is between you and people, you have to seek their forgiveness. Otherwise, your repentance will not be accepted. And if you have wronged someone by taking something unrightfully, you should return it for your repentance to be accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "By my honor and majesty, I do not withhold the acceptance of repentance from anyone until his soul leaves his body." He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O you who faithfully believe, repent to Allah a sincere repentance." It is reported in Sahih Muslim that Anas ibn Malik narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah is more pleased with the repentance of his servant than any one of you who loses his riding beast in a barren land and it was carrying his food and drink. He despairs of ever finding it, so he comes to a tree, lies down in its shade, having given up all hope of finding his riding beast. Then suddenly he sees it standing near him, so he takes hold of its reins. Because of his great joy, he says, 'O Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord.'" That is, he makes a mistake because of his great joy. Abu Musa Abdullah ibn Qais al-Ashuri radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Allah stretches out his hand during the night so that the people repent for the fault committed from dawn till dusk. And he stretches out his hand during the day so that people may repent for the fault committed from dusk to dawn. He accepts repentance before the sun rises in the west, before the day of resurrection." Abu Abd al-Rahman ibn Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Indeed, Allah, glory and mighty is He, accepts the repentance of His servant as long as death has not reached his collarbone." This hadith was narrated by Al-Tirmidhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O child of Adam, do not be one among those who postpone their repentance and stretch their hope in the future too far, and return to the final world without any good deeds, because in this case, the child of Adam speaks the words of a worshipper, but acts the deeds of a hypocrite. When he receives, he is not satisfied, and when he is harmed, he is not patient. He loves the virtuous, but he's not one of them. And he hates the hypocrites, and at the same time, he is among them. He commands what is good, but his actions are not good, and he prohibits evil. But this does not stop him from doing evil." Ali radiallahu anhu narrated, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, 'A group of youth will come during the last days, and they will lack sound reasoning, and they will speak the words spoken by the best of mankind, but their speech will not lead their throats, because they will pass the point of the religion as an arrow passes when it is thrown.'" The signs of fearing Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O you who believe, be conscious of Allah. Guard yourselves from evil, and let every soul look at what it offers for tomorrow, and fear Allah, for indeed Allah knows very well what you do. And know, O believer, that the signs of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifest in 7 ways. First, the tongue doesn't lie, backbite, gossip, or slander. The heart is empty of hostility, slander, envy, because envy erases blessings, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Envy consumes blessings as fire consumes wood. Third, the eye does not look at that which Allah has prohibited concerning food, drink, or clothing. It only looks at that which is permissible. For the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Whoever fills his eye with what is prohibited, Allah will fill his eyes with fire on the day of judgment." Fourth, the stomach does not receive anything forbidden because this is a great sin, as the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "When a prohibited morsel falls in the stomach of the child of Adam, all angels on earth and in heaven curse him for as long as the morsel exists in his stomach. And if he were to die in such a state, his final world would be hell." Fifth, the hand does not stretch toward anything prohibited by Allah, but stretches to what expresses obedience to Allah. Six, the feet do not walk towards disobeying Allah, but walk toward what pleases Allah and shows his obedience to him, and toward the righteous and the knowers. Seven, obedience is toward Allah with sincerity and for his sake, guarding against hypocrisy and insincerity. If the person commits himself to these ways, he becomes one of them of whom Allah says, "Say, is this or the garden of eternal being promised to those who persevere themselves, who preserve themselves for Allah better?" Is this or the garden of eternal being promised to those who preserve themselves for Allah better? Beware of ingratitude to parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Be steadfast in justice, witnesses for Allah, even if it be against yourselves or the parents or the relatives." He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, also says, "Would you then, if you perchance turned away from the orders of Allah, spread corruption on the earth and cut your ties of kinship? Those are they whom Allah has cursed. He has deafened them and blinded their eyes." Quran 47, 20-23. Abu Bukhari and Muslim reported that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah created the creation, and when he had finished with his creation, the wombs, ar-Rahm, got up and said, 'This is the station of the ones who seek refuge in you from being abandoned.'" Allah said, "Yes, and would it please you to know that I will abandon those who abandon you and keep good relationships with those who keep good relationships with you?" The womb said, "Yes, O my Lord." Allah said to it, "This is granted to you." The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then read, Would you then, if you perchance turned away from the orders of Allah, spread corruption on the earth and cut your ties of kinship? Those are they whom Allah has cursed. He has deafened them and blinded their eyes. Quran 47:22-23. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the believing men and the believing women are protectors of each other. They enjoin the right and forbid the evil. And they stand for the salah and pay the zakah, and then they obey Allah and His Messenger. As for these, Allah will have mercy on them. Truly, Allah is mighty and wise. 971. Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated, once the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to us while we were gathered, and he said, O believers, be conscious of Allah and guard yourselves against evil. Do not break the ties of kinship, because there is a great blessing in upholding kinship. Beware of transgression. Beware of showing ingratitude towards your parents. For the fragrance of the garden can be found at a distance of 1,000 years. But both the ungrateful and the one who breaks the ties of kinship cannot find it. Al-Bukhari reported that Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, anyone who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day should honor his guest. Anyone who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day should maintain his ties of kinship. Anyone who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day should speak well or remain silent. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, there are three attitudes for which whoever has them, Allah will be easy on him during questioning, and he will permit him into the garden by his mercy. People asked, so Messenger of Allah, what are these three attitudes? He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to give to the one who deprived you, to connect with one who abandoned you, and to pardon the one who oppressed you. Read those again. To give to the one who deprived you, to connect with one who abandoned you, and to pardon the one who oppressed you. If you do so, Allah will admit you to the garden. Brings us to the bottom of page 151. Inshallah, next installment we'll pick up at that place. Assalamu alaikum.